The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. It's time for another Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell, along with Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning, Andy.
Last week, we talked all about the ins and outs of using cosigners, mainly the outs, to qualify for loans. What are we going to talk about this week?
Yeah, so this week, we're going to be exploring the steps that you can take to gain control over your finances.
All right.
Yeah. So I want you to imagine for a moment how your life would change and how you would feel if you woke up tomorrow and you knew exactly how much money you had. Your bills were all paid on time every time. You had money to save or invest towards goals while still having some leftover income to spend on the things that you love guilt-free.
I would be pretty sure I'm still sleeping.
The reality of this is, though, that this is actually attainable for everyone. Right? You can, it's not just some dream that's built on a hope and a wish. Like, you can obtain this level of financial security if you implement the right mindset and the right money management systems into your life.
Okay. Both have to be there, the management part and the mindset.
Correct.
So, of course, I imagined it, and that would be fantastic. I can't imagine anybody feeling otherwise. What's the secret to getting there?
Right. So the first step is adjusting your mindset about money. Right. And I mean, a lot of people, many, many people struggle with the concept of that controlling your money, right, is some kind of often believed to mean that you don't get to have any fun with it. There's this like negative connotation to
sure
and control of your finances.
A lot of us were raised that way. Yeah.
So, but this thought process is actually often really prevalent for those who feel like they're living paycheck to paycheck, which leads people to develop what's called a scarcity mindset in relationship to money.
All right, what does explain more about that?
Yeah, so what this means is you likely have one of two reactions to money when you have it, right? You either find yourself afraid to save money because you don't know what expenses lie ahead of you, or you spend, and this is usually the most common occurrence, right? You spend most of your money the minute it hits your checking account because you're not sure if you'll ever have enough money again to buy what's right in front of you.
And ironically, that will lead you to go paycheck to paycheck.
Correct. Exactly. So essentially, with a scarcity mindset, you'll find yourself always focusing on never having enough money, which is a very stressful state of being. And for some people can even be panic inducing when they actually sit down and think about their money for 1 second.
I imagine that's why a lot of folks try, you know, they avoid it because if they think about it in this way, it would induce panic.
Yeah.
You would feel overwhelmed all the time. How do you break out of that mindset? Are folks who are actually with their incomes and their expenses, they are paycheck to paycheck. And how do you make a positive switch to think about money differently?
Yeah. So the thing about your money mindset, we'll call it, is that it really doesn't matter if you make $1,000 a month or $5,000 a month. If you're stuck in that scarcity mindset, you're not likely in control of your money. And you're going to feel like you don't have enough money either way. So really the start, and that's not to say that people don't have money problems based on their income level.
But I've known
outside of that.
I've known people who have had six-figure incomes who have that scarcity mindset, and they do live paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly. They really do. So you, I mean, you can start shifting your money mindset by understanding that your money needs to be given direction. If you do not have a plan for your money, then you'll really never shift your financial situation, right? So that really means having specific goals for your money and setting up a budget to help you prioritize and work towards those goals, right? So if you're not sure, you know, where to start with budgeting, I highly recommend going back and listening to our episodes of Good Money Moves, episode 15 through 18, where we talked extensively about the importance of budgeting, how to get started, things to consider while you're budgeting, tips to keep you on track. We covered all of that.
And even the insanity that it could get to be fun after you do it for a while.
Yes, it can be. and then I would also recommend going back and listening to our How to Set Financial Goals episode, which was number 25. Because that talks all about setting realistic goals, those SMART goals that we talked about in that episode, right?
Very important, yes.
Very important. So you can actually find all of our past episodes at firstalliancecu.com/blogpost#podcast or KROCnews.com also has all of the podcast episodes as well.
And you're going to have breaking news, don't you? I know what you're going to talk about next.
Yeah, so I actually have some very exciting news to share. So we have begun adding all of our past Good Money Moves episodes, and all of our future Good Money Moves episodes are going to be on iTunes and other podcasting apps as well.
So you can actually subscribe to it and they'll show up automatically.
Correct. Yes, just look for Good Money Moves.
All right. In
whatever podcast app that you listen to, we're working our way through getting them all out there. It's a really exciting process, but we definitely have some episodes out there already that you can start subscribing. So,
okay. So
very exciting.
Budgeting.
Yes.
And of course that's central to all of this. And making good money moves. What else can a person do to shift or change their financial mindset?
Yeah. So the other thing I would encourage people to do is really recognize when you're emotionally spending and then stop doing that. It's easier said than
done. Yeah, I was going to say.
But you have to really recognize that. So money often represents power, right, in our society. That's not, shouldn't be an epiphany to anyone, but so it's not really all that surprising that many people use money as a way to ease emotional discomfort and then regain some sense of control when life gets bumpy by spending it frivolously on things that they want.
Yep, right? The darn internet makes it so easy.
They do. But the problem with that is, especially with a scarcity money mindset, you're probably being thrown a lot more curveballs than you would be if you had control over your money. So then it becomes a cycle you get stuck in where, well, life's really hard and I really don't know what I'm doing. And so I'm going to spend this money and then I'm going to feel even less in control when that next bill comes because I just spent all the money I had on this.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah. it feeds off itself in a really negative way. So if you can practice putting a stop to emotional spending, you can, you know, and that can look different for everyone. Obviously, that different people have different triggers and different things that
yep.
emotionally spend on, right? So, but some things that you can try would really be to limit your impulse buys. If you didn't plan for it in your budget this month, don't buy it.
No matter what.
Just don't buy it. But that doesn't mean you can't have it, right? So if you find something and you really, really like it, make room in your budget for it for next month or save up for it if it's a higher priced.
Funny thing about that, though, is when you do that, usually you don't end up buying it because you come to your senses.
Exactly. Well, that's just that you realize it helps if you kind of put the brakes on that impulse buy. You either realize you really do want it and then you can make room in your budget for it, or you realize you really don't need that and it's a good thing you didn't buy that because that moment feels like this rush in the moment that you've bought this new thing, but then that bill comes up and you go, oh crap, I don't have money to pay this now.
Yeah.
It's not a good feeling. So the next tip, if you're trying to limit your impulse control and your emotional spending, is really just limit that temptation altogether, right? So unsubscribe from stored email lists that you tend to, you know, oh, well, they have that 15% coupon. I better go buy this thing.
Oh, they'll bombard you every day, every hour.
They
yeah.
will. They will. You know, remove shopping apps from your phone, and you can always download them again if there's something specific you're looking for, and then delete them when you're done so that you're not constantly just using those to, you know, cure your boredom and scrolling through them, things like that. You know, don't go to the mall when you're bored. You know, there's sure. things you can do to limit that temptation that really isn't going to change your lifestyle heavily. You know,
yep.
Then the next thing I would suggest would be hold yourself accountable. You know, verbalize your goals to your friends and family, or place little reminders on your wallet or credit card about what your goals are. But most importantly, the best way to hold yourself accountable is to check your budget every month. Did you stick to it? Did you spend money where you said you were going to spend money and not spend money where you said you were not going to spend the money? And yep. That's a great way to hold yourself accountable. Then the last thing I would say, if you're trying to limit your emotional spending so that you can kind of reframe your money mindset, would be to think about your purchases as need versus want. This really forces you to think about if the purchase is helping you or potentially hurting you financially. If it wasn't part of the budget or being bought with the money you already had set aside for that kind of more fun purchase, then it's going to be best just to skip it. That falls into that want category at that point and is not going to be helpful to you long term financially.
Jenna makes it sound so simple. we're gonna continue talking about financial mindset and how to shift to a better mindset when we continue with Good Money Moves next on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. Andy Brownell along with Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union. And this morning we've been talking about your financial mindset, how to change it towards a positive mindset. And I guess we'll continue on with that. Jenna, you have any other advice for us?
Yeah, of course I do. So I would say the next piece of information to kind of mull over and think about and internalize a little bit is that it's extremely important that you do not compare your finances to those around you, right? So it's really easy to compare your financial situations to people in your family, your friends, coworkers, neighbors, right? But all this will really do most often is to create feelings of, you know, that you're lacking somehow, that you'll feel envious, you'll feel depressed, right? You know, concerning the state of your finances.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because there have been studies that show on Facebook that the folks who, you know, put on the show on Facebook, here's my yacht, or, you know, posing the pictures on, that it's all just show. But
yeah.
And most often those folks are dealing with the same sort of stresses that you're dealing with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's kind of that don't try to keep up with the Joneses mentality. Well, and the thing is, you know, one thing we like to say in the financial world is that it's pretty likely that the Joneses are using credit cards or other forms of debt to finance everything. And you do not want to live that way. Right. I mean, if you think back to some of the statistics I've shared in some of the past episodes, right, 43% of American families spend more than they earn. That's the Joneses.
Yeah.
80% of families owe some form of debt. That's Joneses.
That's all of us.
Yeah, exactly.
80%.
And a recent Bankrate survey found that 1/3 of people ages 30 to 49 had more credit card debt than they did savings.
Yikes.
So don't try to keep up with the Joneses. Just focus on yourself, right? Consider your personal financial goals for yourself, not as you think they should be in relationship to anyone around you, but in relationship to what you want for your life. Right. So you have to remember, you know, no two financial situations are ever the same. Just because you make the same money as your brother or a coworker doesn't mean that you have the same goals for what you want to do with that money. It doesn't mean that you owe the same types of debt. It doesn't mean that you want to retire the same way. Like, there are so many factors to take into consideration outside of, well, I make X and so does my friend, therefore I should spend my money the same way. That's not how that works. You really, really, really have to stay focused on your money, your goals, no one else's. And once you start only looking at meeting your goals as the benchmark for success, you'll feel a burden lifted off your shoulders. I guarantee it. When you stop looking at what everyone else has, you'll start appreciating what you do have even more. And from there, you'll be able to make smarter, more informed financial decisions about how to spend your money to meet your goals, right? And creating those attainable goals for yourself and then comparing yourself to those, then you can celebrate those wins and then continue to update your goals as you reach them.
And right? I like that you said attainable goals.
Yes.
And it's funny, too, that some of the things we're talking about apply to other areas of life. And I think of athletics. And when you hear about successful athletes, what they're doing and trying to improve themselves is beat themselves to set goals of improvement. It's not to beat that guy over there or that girl over here. It's to, here's what I want to achieve.
Yeah.
And you get there faster that way.
Absolutely. That's spot on, Andy.
So it sounds like we're focusing on, of course, what you can actually control, which is your money and your choices. Are there other tips or advice someone should consider that would help them shift that financial mindset?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do have kind of a final thought, and I think it's really important to share this. For someone to really set themselves up for a successful financial mindset, you have to be able to forgive your past financial mistakes. Your financial mistakes are not you. Your self-worth is independent of those mistakes. So if you got yourself into a situation where you have so much debt to pay off and you're worried about it constantly, just accept the fact that that has happened. Everyone makes, you know, bad choices. Past circumstances arise that can cause financial hardship. That doesn't mean that there isn't a path forward. I mean, you have to remember, you can't go back in time and fix it, but you can move forward and not continue to make those same mistakes and not let those past mistakes define your future choices, right? So don't keep digging yourself into the same hole because you feel shame or guilt or even fear over those past financial missteps.
Yeah, that's called water under the bridge.
Yes, it is.
And it's a hard piece of wisdom to come by.
It is. And everyone deals with that a little bit differently. But, you know, if you can accept that you made mistakes with your money, then just you can make a plan to move forward with them.
All right. We're speaking with Jenna Tauble with First Alliance Credit Union. It's Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Back in just a moment.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tauble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tauble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell on News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Jenna Tauble with First Alliance Credit Union with us this morning, as always, for our program. And the whole show today has been about mindset. Financial mindset. And I imagine, Jenna, this is the key to all of it, isn't it? I mean, you and I have chatted with the folks that you bring along from First Alliance Credit Union for many months now about the mechanics of doing all of this. But we really haven't spent a whole show talking about the psychology of it. Is that a lot of the discussions that your team has with your members when they come in and perhaps their financial situation isn't quite as rosy as they wished it to be, or they're facing some sort of challenge where that they're needing to borrow money to get things back on track? Is that something you spend a lot of time on?
It certainly can be. You know, the big thing that a lot of people struggle with is knowing what that path forward is, even if they've kind of come to the decision that they want to change their mindset about money on their own. You know, not knowing what that path forward looks like is a lot of times what holds someone back from being able to adjust their mindset about money and about how they manage it. So one thing that our team does a really good job of is providing that path forward, giving people that there is goals that you can reach. These are attainable. You are capable, and kind of giving that resource to someone who needs that, you know, I'll say, you know, like a hand to hold to help them through.
Yeah.
Because it's a hard transition to make. If you've been, you know, raised to think about money a certain way, or you've never felt like you had enough money and you are stuck in that scarcity mindset, there's no way that you can see the path forward. But someone laying it out in front of you in a, you know, this is what we have to offer. This is what you can do to improve your life situation. You just have to take step 1, 2, and 3 and you're there. Like, that helps tremendously. And that's what our team is so good at doing, is laying out those steps for people to move forward and move past those financial mistakes.
You know, when you're in that mode, as you call it, the scarcity mindset, you know, it's almost like circling a drain, as you point out, a cycle. Mm-hmm. And when you're in that mode, as you point out, all these options could be floating around you, but you're incapable of even considering them because you're so focused on, you know, this next paycheck, and then, you know, what's, and actually just probably just saying the words, "I need help," can get you a long ways.
It can.
Because then you might be willing to listen to what's happening to you and go, "Hey, you're not the only one who's gone through this."
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I can guarantee you a lot of people have gone through something very similar and found a better way to do this.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
it sounded like little gurus here or something like that. But I'm speaking from my own personal experience. As a young man, I was an idiot. And I know that I am not the only individual who, when they were younger and inexperienced, were idiots. And I'm trying to be friendly when I say that. I made massive mistakes with money, made really stupid decisions, lived paycheck to paycheck, bought things I didn't need to buy on credit, dug myself a decent hole as a very young man. And luckily, I ran into a person who was in the financial services who just kind of said, "Hey, you're not in that bad of shape. Guess what? You do this for a few months and you do this, you're back on track."
Yeah. Yeah. And doing something for just a few months is enough to set that habit in motion, new habit in motion, isn't it? I mean, it's amazing. I think what it is, something like, I think it takes like 60 days to firmly develop a new habit. And really, that's not that much time.
No, it's not.
I've been working from home for longer than that at this point. It's doable.
Yeah, and you've learned all sorts of new habits doing that, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, when we're talking about your financial mindset, you're talking about some of the tools and options that you have available through First Alliance Credit Union to achieve your goals. I'm going to let you go with the last few minutes we have and describe some of the resources available.
Yeah, absolutely. So as always, I would encourage everyone to explore our website, firstalliancecu.com. You'll find tons of free resources to explore that'll help you make, you know, good money moves, help you improve your money mindset, gain control over your finances. You know, we've got our blog, like I mentioned earlier, all of our past podcast episodes. You know, we talked about budgeting. We've got a downloadable budgeting sheet that you can use to help you start a budget. All kinds of financial calculators that can help you plan for savings and other goals that you have, such as paying off credit card debt. You know, we've got also just tons of really good tools available to our members through our online and mobile banking services, such as that free credit score tool we talked about before, our My Money budgeting tool, all kinds of things that just make it so much easier to stay on top of your finances without having to put in so much effort. It just makes it easy, right?
That's right.
Which is important, because if it's not easy, people give up, right? But of course, if you want some kind of, you know, more personalized guidance, you know, that's what our member advisors are on staff for. They're always happy to sit down with you in person over the phone to really help you get pointed in the right financial direction, like we were talking about before, and really kind of hold your hand through that process and give you the pat on the back and cheer for you when you hit those goals.
Fantastic. And I know, even if you don't believe us, budgeting can be fun.
It can be.
All right. Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union. Until next week, this has been Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.